You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The St. Croix Economic Development Corporation will begin sharing the results of their recently conducted housing survey in a series of public hearings next month. Officials say they've been putting the finishing touches on the comprehensive survey, and the first public hearing on the results will be held on July 8th in Hudson. Hearings will also be held in Hammond and River Falls during the month of July, with hearings in New Richmond, Somerset, and Baldwin scheduled for August. The survey aimed to identify housing needs amid projected population growth. A New Auburn man accused of pointing a shotgun at his wife, neighbor, and Barron County law enforcement authorities has been sentenced to prison. 60-year-old Joseph Pushek was arrested in October following the incident, which saw a response from the Barron-Rusk Emergency Response Team and Eau Claire Regional SWAT Team. Pushek also rammed his pickup truck into an armored law enforcement vehicle while attempting to flee the area. He was sentenced to 9 months in prison and 4 years of probation after reaching a plea deal in March. Polk County is conducting a survey on pregnancy, postpartum experiences, and infant health. County officials and their community partners are asking local parents, guardians, and residents of childbearing age to participate in the survey. The goal is to help county officials better understand the needs of families to inform future policy decisions. The survey only takes a few minutes to complete and will be available until July 1st. Residents who complete the survey will also get free admission for their family to the St. Croix Valley Hobby Farm event in August. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has launched a new resource aimed at highlighting the impact of community learning centers. The new interactive tool shows nearly 170 community learning centers across the state that offer social, academic, and creative enrichment opportunities. The tool also features data showing improved attendance, increased engagement in classes, and better grades for students who utilize the community learning centers, as well as information on proposed changes to critical federal funding for the programs. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to utilize pollinator-friendly lawn care practices in honor of Pollinator Week. According to a press release, residents should strive to plant native plants and trees in their yards, including host plants for butterfly larvae like milkweeds or violets. They should also avoid using pesticides and herbicides to protect the plants that pollinators need to survive and leave some leaf or brush piles as a place for pollinators to shelter themselves from bad weather and throughout the winter months. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again seeking landowners willing to host a gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities this fall. The program has been offered in the state for over 30 years, and this year's hunt will take place from October 4th to October 12th. Applications to host a hunt through the program can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website and must be submitted by July 1st. To be eligible, interested landowners must have at least 60 acres of available land and be able to host at least 3 hunters. Demolition work on the Zorn Arena building at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire is scheduled to begin next week. The facility had previously hosted the school's basketball games, as well as various community events, commencement ceremonies, and even political rallies. With those events now taking place at the recently opened Sonnentag facility, the university plans to convert the campus building into green space. University officials say demolition work is scheduled to wrap up sometime in September, and they will then begin seeding the land. A Holcomb man was taken into custody after allegedly leading law enforcement authorities on a chase through Rusk and Chippewa counties. According to the Rusk County Sheriff's Office, the chase began on Sunday at around 10:30 p.m. when deputies attempted to stop a motorcycle on Highway 27. The driver then led deputies on a 25-mile chase before being caught while trying to flee on foot. 50-year-old Patrick Buswell is now facing multiple charges, including attempting to flee, possession of methamphetamine, cocaine, and THC, and bail jumping. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers urged Republican state lawmakers to approve a budget proposal calling for increased spending on rural broadband access this week. Governor Evers warned of potential cuts to federal funding for the BEAD program, which has been providing a majority of the funding for rural internet infrastructure projects. He also shared a map showing over 260,000 residents living in underserved areas. The governor's proposed budget called for a $400 million investment in the state's broadband expansion grant program. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in Invasive Species Awareness Weekend. The agency will host more than 30 events across the state this weekend. Their goal is to raise awareness about the presence of various invasive species that are threatening native species in the state and share some of the steps that residents can take to help prevent those invasive species from spreading even further. A full list of Invasive Species Awareness Weekend events can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's play ball today at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Chicago Cubs playing today after being rained out last night. The game has now been rescheduled to create a doubleheader between the two teams August 18th. NFL, former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson has been released by the New York Jets. Carlson, drafted in the sixth round in 2023 by the Packers, has spent time with the 49ers and now the Jets. Former Packers defensive back and special teams guy Robert Rochelle has signed with the Dallas Cowboys. NBA, the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Indianapolis. Tyrese Halliburton doing everything he can to get back on the court despite a strained right calf muscle.
I mean, I think just around-the-clock stuff as much as I can. Massage, needles, hyperbaric, H-wave. I mean, just a bunch of different things to try to get it to feel as, you know, as comfortable as you can going into it. The right tape and stuff. I'm sure there's a bunch of medical professionals who better answer, but just doing everything that I'm told, trying to do everything I can.
That's the Pacers, Tyrese Halliburton, with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Bruce Springsteen biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere inches ever closer to being released. Jeremy Allen White plays the boss and has gotten high praise after sneak peeks. The cast also includes Jeremy Strong, who plays John Landau, Springsteen's longtime manager, and Stephen Graham as Bruce's father, Doug. According to Variety, the trailer is now available to view on YouTube. Deliver Me From Nowhere tells the story of the time in the boss's career when he took a break from touring and made the Nebraska album. The film hits theaters October 24th. Ted Danson says when he gave advice or predicted things while he was on Cheers, he was often completely wrong. One of his big miscues was predicting that Shelley Long was not at all right for the role of Diane Chambers. Danson told the story to Andy Richter during an episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast that he does with Woody Harrelson. Not only was she right for the role, Long went on to garner 5 Emmy nominations, and Danson, although they had differences at times, said no one could have done it better. Sometimes superheroes need to be stuck up for when they are being bullied. At least when it comes to movies. The marvelous Miss Maisel, also known as Rachel Brosnahan, stuck up for superhero movies. She chatted with Amanda Seyfried for an article in Interview magazine. Both actors agreed if an actor is going to do a superhero role, they need to own it. As opposed to what Dakota Johnson said after starring in Madam Web and basically trashing the film after it flopped at the box office. Brosnahan is set to play Lois Lane in the upcoming Superman film. As usual, there will be a battle for the top spot at the box office this coming weekend. Distribution prognosticators are predicting How to Train Your Dragon will keep the top spot after a monster opening weekend. Duking it out for the number 2 spot at the box office, according to Variety, will be 28 Years Later, the third installment of the 28 Days franchise, and first installment of a new trilogy and Pixar's Elio. A little bit of horror and some family-friendly fare. Comedian Tom Segura has seen success on Netflix with his show Bad Thoughts, which gives us a look into the stand-up comic's brain through vignettes, revealing his dark comedy and comedic sensibilities. Segura was thrilled at the news that his show is getting a second season. According to Deadline, his response when he heard the news was, "It was such a thrill to get the opportunity to entertain and horrify audiences with our very bad thoughts on Netflix." There's a new series on the way from Marvel Cinematic Universe. Dominique Thorne revises her role Ironheart from Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Thorne and her co-star Alex Ramos were on the Today Show discussing the new venture, and they appear to have the full backing of MCU hero Iron Man Robert Downey Jr., who appeared by video call from the set of Avengers Doomsday, where he is playing Dr. Doom. The first 3 episodes of Ironheart will be available to stream on Disney Plus June 24th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. It'll be a warm one today with plenty of sunshine, a high of 83. For tonight, look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop, low temps in the mid-60s. We'll keep some showers and storms around during the first half of the day on Friday, warm again with a high of 84. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.